handled it, you know, the best way he can. You know, he's been positive about it. He's the one that's been building guys up around him, even though he's the one that found Gary. So he's just been that leader in that circle that we need for guys to overcome Gary to pass the GT.
And then how much was the building of TCF Bank used as a recruiting tactic? How much was it that sort of pitched to you in terms of, you know, from the Minnesota, we're going to have this brand new stadium for you to play in?
It helps a lot. There's no, previously, you would have to drive downtown to go to a football game, but to have college football back on campus the way it's supposed to be, it was a positive, you know. And seeing the blueprints of the stadium and the scoreboard and the locker room, that it was just icing on the cake.
And then just a little bit of a sensitive subject, but do you feel that you are judged differently because by being a black quarterback? And like you have Donovan McNabb, who said a few years ago that he felt that black quarterbacks were held to sort of a different standard than the white quarterbacks.
We just more seen as more dual threat quarterbacks. But as you can see, you got other guys like Dan Persie, Taylor Martinez. That's also more dual threat quarterback. So yeah, you can tell, you can hear about it, but every year you can see more and more other types of race become more dual threat quarterbacks. So it really doesn't bother me at all.
Do you feel that you were ever in your career sort of pushed away towards, you know, being a wide receiver, especially in part because of your race?
No, not at all. I mean, once I came to Minnesota, they told me I was going to be a quarterback. Unfortunately, Weber won that job fair and square, and I accepted my role as playing receiver. And once he left, Coach Kill gave me the chance to be a quarterback, and I thank him for that, and I'm going to continue to be a quarterback.
All right, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Your senior year, what's, I guess, one, going through your mind as you get to this point, and two, what are your expectations?
My overall goal, like I've been telling everyone, is to leave Minnesota with a bowl win. You know, we haven't had a bowl game, we haven't been to a bowl game in a few years, and to leave here with a bowl win, not just going to a bowl game, but having that bowl win will be very, very nice.
How do you feel the team has responded now? Because last year, Coach Kill comes in and instills the discipline. How do you feel the team has responded to that? And is that something that you've noticed being significantly better now as opposed to this time a year ago?
They bought into it 100%. You know, and you can see that in our GPA, our APR has risen over 3.0, and that's mainly because of the discipline acts that Coach Kill and his staff have brought in. But to see that everyone embrace him. And the new coach staff is just phenomenal. And we're going to continue to play for Coach Kill, and Coach Kill continuing to coach his butt off for us.
How good do you think you guys can be this year?
We're a bowl caliber team, a bowl win caliber team. I don't see why we can't go to a bowl game, why we shouldn't go to a bowl game. As long as everyone do their job week in and week out and play all four quarters.
I got to ask you about one game in particular from last season. That was when you guys beat Iowa. Considering the fact you were down by double digits late, you managed to come back and win. You've won that game 2 years in a row now. Just how would you describe being a part of that rivalry and at the moment having the upper hand?
It's a great rivalry. You know, anytime you get a win over a top team like that, it's a positive thing for the football program, and for us to actually win a trophy and bring that trophy home 2 years in a row is a plus. But we know that Iowa's a great team, and they're going to play their hardest every time we play them, and that's something we got to match each time.
And for you, like, what are some of the attributes to your game specifically that you feel you want to get better at this year? The things you've been working on this offseason?
It's been an overall team leader. I've been working on that all summer, and I've gotten better at that because usually I just be harping on the offensive side of the ball. But being that overall team leader, being the guy that the players can come to and ask questions and lean on, is just a positive for me.
How would you say the defensive players have responded to that?
They responded a lot. I feel like they've noticed a difference in my leadership ability, and I'm pretty sure they're comfortable with it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate